Brian, thanks for being with us this week.
Yeah, we've been great.
So wrap this up for us, will you?
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks. I'm just going to do a little bit of review, but before I do that, I was sitting down by the lake today, and it had to be like one of the most glorious Fort days ever, just sitting down there. I mean, looking out in the water, there were all kinds of people in the water. The kids are playing in the sand. Others are just relaxing on the beach. I mean, it was an amazing day. And one of the things I was mindful of this week, sometimes Fort can feel a little hectic. You know, it just can be a little crazy. But there were like 20 families didn't come this week, and they went somewhere else. And so it actually made this a much smaller camp. So it really made it a much more peaceful week. Like they said, next week there's 120 more people. So it's just a little crazy. So we were really blessed this week with a great time, and it was just great to visit over meals and do activities, and what a blessing from God. Psalm 67:7 says, God blesses us that all the ends of the earth might worship him. So if you've been blessed this week, realize that you're blessed for a reason. God wants to use his working in your life to then in turn be a blessing to others. Just by way of a couple things, by way of review, just kind of highlighting a few things. What does the B-I-B-L-E stand for? What? Basic instructions before leaving Earth. If you remember that, you'll be good for the rest of your life, because you're going to hit snags, you're going to hit problems, and then you need to understand, hey, when things don't work, time to go to the owner's manual. So that's one little, hopefully, a takeaway. The other thing I talked about early on in the week was faith, F-A-I-T-H. It's what is faith? Faith is what? Fantastic adventures in trusting him. Let's say it again. Fantastic adventures in trusting him. I talked about five kinds of faith. Anyone happen to remember any of them? Seeking faith. A what? Serving faith. Saving faith. Sacrificial faith and strengthening faith. Great, you guys did good. So there was saving faith, seeking faith / studying, serving faith, strengthening faith, sacrificial faith. Then there were the P's I did for the guys. We are not going to do an exam on that one. Okay, so you have the handout. One thing I will say, they're going to have all of my messages up on the website at some point. Right? I'm not sure when. But if you found it helpful, or you think some of my messages might be helpful to somebody you know, you can go to the Fort website and just send people a free link to the podcast and be able to do that. So I did that. So I went through the, you know, the men, biblical traits of manhood. That's not an exclusive list or all-inclusive list, but certainly things for men. Talked about things for women. Touched on things for differences between people. I love what one of the couples told me. She said, while I was talking, she said, you know what? You were talking about the fact that sometimes women correct their husband all the time. So she said, she sadly knew my husband said, honey, I'm so sorry. I correct you all the time. He says, don't worry. I don't listen anyways. So they both kind of worked their list there. So men don't always hear. But anyway, that was just a cute little story. But, you know, again, the whole context I was trying to communicate was what? This. You know, do the rocky theology of marriage. Hey, I got gaps. Adrian, she got gaps. Together, we ain't got no gaps. And if you really understand this principle, it really will bless your life, because you don't have to battle over those differences. You can embrace them and value them and thank God for that spouse that's different than you and the differences they have as a man and a woman, but also in their personality, and really embrace those differences like this. God makes you one, and then he puts his hands over the top of you. So that was a big thing. Today I talked about the flashlight, and hopefully that's a takeaway for a lot of people. You know, nothing in this world can fill that emptiness in your life except Christ and Christ alone. And all of you know family and friends and coworkers and neighbors, men, they're trying to fill their flashlights, and they're not working. And hopefully that little illustration will help you point people to Christ. Say, hey, you know what the problem is? It's that you need Christ, and you need to take that stuff, those things you filled your life with, and put them at the cross and receive Christ. And he can bring that peace, the power, the presence of God, the purposes of God that you haven't been able to find. So anyway, that's hopefully a good reminder. And now that's just kind of looking back over the week. And to me, it's been a privilege to have shared with you. If I can ever be of help to any of your churches for any reason, your church, a men's retreat, couples retreat, or anything, you know, I'm available. Just I'm a phone call away or an email away to come and minister wherever you are. But let me close in prayer here at this point. Lord, I thank you for everybody that's here. I thank you for the gift of this week. And it was a wonderful gift, the activities. We had some good chunks of great weather. Lord, we had quiet times. We had times with family, times with old friends, time with new friends. Lord, we had teaching. There were things for the kids. There was so much happening. There was great food, great place. And we just thank you for the gift of Fort Wilderness into our lives. We're thankful, Lord, that you bless us to make us a blessing. Lord, that's the intention, we know, that you want to work in our lives and through our lives. So we pray as people go back that they really would go back renewed, refreshed, and that their marriages would be in a better place, their families would be in a better place, spiritually they'd be in a better place, and that they would go on for you and to live for your honor and glory, that their light would shine, your light would shine through their life. In Christ's name, amen.